make me guess. But even if I should ask you, darling, please don't confess, confess, confess.
My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting,
This is CITR 101.9. It's Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. So we're going to have tons of UK music, as usual, between now and 6 o'clock. And I'm the host, Quentin. My buddy Baz
Hello,
is here.
Quentin.
Hi, Baz. Sorry, I'll turn you up. Hey, Baz.
Yes.
And if Dan is still here, hey, you want to come on the air, Dan, and be on Chips with Everything? What is your favorite British band?
What's that?
What's your favorite British band, Squire?
The Clash. Hands down, The Clash.
Maybe we'll play The Clash today.
We definitely.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
Who can tell?
I definitely want to have The Clash. I love The Clash.
Okay. We'll play a song for you today, dude.
Thank you very much.
You deserve it. Was Christmas and New Year acceptable?
Yeah, the sun's shining. You know, there was turkey, there was food, there was family and friends. I'm not going to complain. Christmas was good.
Right on. It is New Year now, though. That's Christmas right. is long gone. So you'll have to ruminate on New Year matters. Like, do you know the that song, Happy New Year by ABBA? Where she says, no more champagne.
No.
She deliberately mispronounces it. That's the sort of thought that I was having today.
No more champagne?
Champagne. Yeah. No more champagne.
Back to work.
Sure, that's just not the Swedish word. Pronunciation?
No, I don't know. It's she doesn't normally have an accent. Or is that wrong?
I don't know.
The other
not
thought
having
is,
an accent or just mispronouncing it deliberately?
Let's just play some music. Here's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Spend all my life in queues and waiting, stand behind grannies in the supermarket, smelling of piss and buying mints. Loads of shopping trolleys smacking me ankles, bored ass wife standing and talking, blocking the aisle of where I'm going. Get back home, love, and do some cooking. Waiting for everything, even me job. Set out at six with a flask and a cob. I have to commute in my pitman suit, hanging on platforms and waiting for trains. And when I get on, there's no seats left, full of tossers with laptops and big papers. They think they're important, look at me mobile, I can take a picture of me sen. Three carriages and nowhere to sit. I can smell BO and a waft of shit. Sorry, you scummers, the train's not going. There's poo on the track and it might start snowing. Sod that,
I'll get in my car. Excuse me, mate, do you know where the roadworks are? I need some petrol, let's sort it then. Shitting out, the price has gone up again. I'm waiting for the traffic lights to change. Waiting not to be asked for change. Waiting for this country to change. I'm in a shop, guess what? Waiting for change. Watch the telly, waiting for something decent to come on. Come on, come on. People at the top just taking the piss. Taking my money every single way. Fat cat wanker taking the cream. I hope you puke up on your wife's flick bean. You greedy demons like Atta Munker. Don't know me, I'm a biscuit junker. Jimmy Savile said it's the age of the train. Since then it's been stuck with a Zimmer frame. It needs some attention, I don't know what to do. So I'm off tossers, I'm due for a brew. Next time you're waiting, think of me, 'cause I'll be waiting longer than you. That's just the way it is, suckers.
Is this the sobbing blues, the crying blues, or the laughing blues? They're all so similar. Supposed to be sad. Oh no, it's happy. This must be the laughing blues. Do you know this one, Baz?
No.
Oh, he's not listening.
Yeah, I can't hear it actually.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's no problem. Before that, I'm not offended. Velvet Fog, which were they're a psychedelic band from the 60s. Bass player was Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath. So obviously Telstar.
That was nice.
Great song, written by Joe Meek.
Oh, really?
Oh, you knew that.
No, I don't know anything, Quentin.
How many conversations have we had about Joe Meek over the years?
I know, but I don't remember anything. It goes in one, out the other.
Didn't I even make you watch the documentary about him?
Even that,
you know, Telstar, the life. The other.
I don't think I watched it.
Anyway, this band, obviously from Birmingham, if you know Black Sabbath. So a precursor to that band, and I think they only released like one album with a supposedly controversial cover. We have it here. It's not really controversial. It's actually just pretty lame.
I think it is quite controversial. What year did it come out?
Let me just quickly describe it. The band is dressed ridiculously, and they're standing posed with two women that are topless, but their bodies are all painted really crudely with red and blue paint.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even, it totally looks like they're wearing clothes from where I am. And you can't even tell it's paint.
Yeah, he's a long way away from the album cover, folks. Apparently, this did cause a stir.
Hmm.
But
what year was it again?
68.
Oh, well, of course that would cause a stir.
You can't
in 68.
Put tits on an album
Don't you remember
cover
just the Beatles having long hair was controversial. And that was 67 or something.
Right. Was that controversial?
It was in America. I don't know about England.
Before that, it was Pitman, the rapping miner from... he's from the north of England, too. I'm not sure exactly where. Listen, I can hear this. It's definitely the Laughing Blues.
Oh. That's pretty good sax playing,
though. It is.
Wow. How the hell
did
you
listen to it? Okay, it's 19 minutes past 5 o'clock on CITR 101.9, and we're in Vancouver, British Columbia. And here's the weather forecast for Vancouver, British Columbia.
It's sunny.
It's actually, you know, the sun has gone away.
Pardon me, it's night.
It's nighttime.
It's nighttime. But
the opposite is moony.
Tomorrow it will be sunny. More continued great sunny weather thanks to a huge high-pressure system.
Here's an interesting thing. It's actually 2 degrees, the weather is clear, and there's a thing called the feels-like temperature. It feels like minus two, even though it's actually plus two.
That's
false. It does
false.
Feel... Look, I'm...
I was outside.
This
if you're
coming,
outside
this is coming
on
directly,
sunny days...
Directly from the government,
it
my
feels
friend.
Like you're in Mexico. It's so warm and nice in the sun. Just get a nice sheltered spot. Enjoy it.
And it looks like tomorrow is going to be exactly the same. It's going to feel like...
Well, I was going to explain, there's this gigantic high-pressure system, and I think it extends to Russia. And we're going to have this for a few more days.
Russia is not really that far from here.
That's right. Just straight up.
Show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
Thank you.
are you gonna come? With your hands on your head, on the trigger of your gun. When the law break in, how are you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement, or waiting in death row. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer soon. And your life, you like it well. But surely your time will come, as in heaven, as in hell. At the end of the holiday come, you know it means no mercy. They caught him with a gun. No need for the blind Mariah. Goodbye to the Brixton sun. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer soon. Are you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? You can bruise us, but you'll have to answer soon.
Okay, that was the Clash, of course, with Guns of Brixton. That one was for Dan, who's
right.
the host of the Blood on the Saddle, the show that comes on before us.
Do you call that ska?
Ska? No, I don't know what that
is. What is that?
I don't think it can be ska. It doesn't sound like ska to me. Ska only has the one offbeat, so it's like... what you do is on the guitar, you have an up strum on the second and fourth beat of the bar. So it's like strum, 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 strum.
I don't know. It felt a bit Scottish to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not saying it's not, there's not an influence of Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago and so on in that song. There is. It's got the Caribbean written all over it, writ large.
What about this? What's in the background now?
This is like a big, long kind of instrumental track by a band called the Monsoon Bassoon, called Commando. And, should we just listen to it? I could talk about them. It's got a huge crescendo.
tell them what I said, Pete.
Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames. I like him because he plays the organ.
Yeah, and he got us on this conversation about, you know, New Year's and everything, and all about it's not what you do here now, it's what you leave behind.
Yeah.
How did you put it?
You're making a leap from Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames to the you can't take it with you philosophy of life.
Yeah, how did we get to that anyway?
I don't know. One thing about Georgie Fame is that he married into the what do you call it?
The
you
landed know, gentry.
Yeah, he married a somebody's Lord Fame now.
Okay, but married the damsel of whatever, how did he get to be Lord Fame? Doesn't he become Lord Sutton or something like that, whatever she was?
You know, I could find this out for sure simply by clicking on her Wikipedia link. Yeah,
that's right. I love Wikipedia.
But, you know, I think he's actually more famous for just being, you know, this amazing band leader, keyboard player in the early 60s in Britain. Mm-hmm. And he inspired The Who and people like the Small Faces. Before they were in bands, he was like the guy that they'd go and
early
see.
Early life, what does that say?
Okay, now we're going from Wikipedia here. He took pianos. He's from Lee-on-Sea in Lancaster. After, you know, okay, that bit's pretty dull. Okay, oh God, there's so much about personal life. Here we go. Who cares about his career, right? Hey, look, there's a whole thing about Radio Caroline.
Oh.
Who cares? He married Nicolette, Marchioness of Londonderry, the former wife of the 9th Marquess, Lady Londonderry. And she had a child out of wedlock before they got married.
But he should be Lord Londonderry.
He's Viscount Castlereagh. Oh, that's his name.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. I knew he'd be something.
not 10, not 2, he is.
So that was good. The Viscount can play a mean organ.
And yeah, he was a rocking organ. But, you know, like, okay, I love his stuff. That song, of course, is called Last Night. It's, you know, you must recognize that one. It's a standard. The Marquez is the one that I know is actually better than his. It's not a big of a rave up.
Well,
I admit that. It's not like a crazy rave up song, but it's got restraint that's
you know,
really
here's
cool.
The thing. The fact that it was done by a future Viscount is what makes it amazing.
That's worth remembering. Let's listen to something else. This band is called McCarthy. This is the band that turned into Stereolab, who I know you love.
We'll be right back.
That was the most excellent Max Tundra from his, you know, in my mind, still recent, but actually like almost 2 years old album, Tundra. Parallax Error Beheads You. Still nothing, you just can't compete with that album on the choppy, the choppy techno stuff that you don't like, right?
Well, no, I was thinking though, because it's Tundra, does that mean that we can put that down for CanCon?
You're on fire, my friend.
Nice try.
You know, in the studio, you can hear Aidan Saint is here. How's it going, Squire? Happy New Year, etc.
It's been a great year. Thank God it's over. Hey, happy 2011.
Happy 2011 to ya. Yeah, yeah. So Queer FM is on in 10 minutes' time. What have you got on your show?
We have the best of 2010 here in Vancouver, and for 2011, I have Devin Borman. Devin is the director and principal instructor at Academy Duello, which is a sword-fighting academy downtown Vancouver.
I know that one. It's near where the Niagara used to be.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. I mean, you talk about hardworking drag queens. This man is just hardworking, period. He teaches more classes. I'm surprised that he is actually still alive. He must go through 5,000 calories a day. I've seen that guy
really?
Teach sword class after sword class. He's amazing. And since I'm a bit of a sword geek, I thought I'd have him on the show. So,
is he in the waiting room? Are we going to get to meet him?
He'll be here any minute.
I'm sure Barry's got questions about tempering of steel that you need answered.
Well, more like, how do you get out of the way?
Oh, yes.
A couple of things I can, as a sword instructor, I can tell you right off, and that is control your opponent's weapon and not be there when the sword arrives.
Not be there. Right.
Just a tip for you, just in case someone tries to kill you on the street.
So that's all coming up at 6 o'clock, and it's just 10 minutes to six right now. Queer FM.
Have I got a chance to bring up something?
You may.
Okay, what's everybody doing on 1111? That is, you know.
Yesterday?
Not yesterday. 11. What I meant was 1111. 11/1/11. In other words, January 11th.
What's everybody doing in January 11th?
You get 1111.
What day of the week is it?
It's like a binary moment in time.
Right. But what day of the week?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's about 9 or 10 days from now.
Okay, it's going to be like a Sunday or a Monday or something. Yeah. Well, it really depends. I got to use his word. It really depends, Squire. I mean, it really does. I mean, you know, if it's a weekend, then, you know, having as much fun as humanly possible and not getting arrested.
I don't think any of us are old enough to have programmed in machine code.
You write a letter to yourself.
On 111, I'm going to feed you out. You're listening to Chips with Everything, the British music show. Stay tuned, CITR.
Biltmore Cabaret is home to great music in Vancouver. Friday, December 31st, it's the Biltmore Cabaret's third annual Ice Cream Social New Year's Eve party. The Ice Cream Social DJs Cam Dale, Trevor Risk, Tyler Fedchuk, Justin Graydon, along with the Defectors, will bring in the new year right. Doors at 9 p.m. and advance tickets start at $20.
Join Run With The Herd and Miami Device for their corporate party at the Biltmore Cabaret January 14th. Join the Vancouver locals for their first big party of 2011. Doors at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door.
Saturday, January 22nd, the Biltmore presents Colorado's own Woven Hand with guests Get Some. Experimental folk rockers play tracks from their latest LP, The Threshing Floor. Doors are at 7 p.m. and advance tickets are $15.
On Friday, January 28th, the Biltmore presents the Pack AD. The Vancouver-based group is home from their European tour and are playing songs from their new album, We Kill Computers, with opening acts from Bogus Tokus, Hospital Blonde, and a final show by The Manipulators. Doors at 8 p.m., advance tickets, $14.
For information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Dweller
in Scotland. She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.